No, as the Hakim, the great, great fellows for us are like elephant. Why? Very simple. Go back a couple of hundreds ago, let go of industrial revolution, then what do you see? Animals and people are living together. There is one animal who is the biggest, the greatest, the most powerful, the most clever. His memory is better than human being. He knows better than human being. And he is stronger than human being. But he is a peaceful creature, vegetarian. That's why they appreciate it as a symbol of the peaceful creature. But mainly to us, means that big guy. And we are talking about our fellow masters as that big guy. In one of the most famous ones, who was very well educated, Sheikh Abdul Rahman Jami, is called Zendepil or Zendepil, means the living elephant, because he was, you see, the character is big for us, and you see, this is like an elephant. If we say this is like a buffalo, suddenly fear comes to you. But when we say elephant, you see the bigness and the gentleness at the same time. Yes?
In Arabic, in the chest, the archbishop is called the fear.
Mm-hmm.
It was the title of, like, the second to the prime.
Why? Do you know why? Because that's the only one who could travel diagonal. It's not necessarily leaded to somewhere. The tower has direction, but the elephant goes diagonal. And is one of the most powerful ones, yes, in the chest even. So that's the elephant. There is something else too. India, when the only time that there has been a mass immigration from Iran, this is in the time of Islam, and a lot of Zoroastrian will immigrate to India. They are Parsis and they're having their community since over there. They even followed their old tradition. So India is that. And remember that Rumi's house was close to that, and first immigration was that. Now the danger is coming from Mongolians from the east. Now immigration is towards west. So, for a lot of reasons, India is that beautiful garden of heaven, or not a garden, a beautiful place. The guy wants to go there. Why? You tell us. Why do you go to your favorite place?
Make your
to have a good time, to have a pleasant time.
How?
Yeah.
Why is it your favorite? You will have a good time in your second favorite place as well, right? But you go to your favorite place, why? Because it will satisfy your different needs. That will become your favorite place. You go somewhere, you learn something. You go somewhere, you dine very well. You go somewhere, the scenery is good. Your favorite place will be somewhere to give you all of that. So the merchant thinks to have a lot of uses. So it goes to all the people of the house. Means you go and ask a different personality of use that, okay, I'm going to India, what do you want me to bring to you? And you promise them to be like that. If you're going to your favorite place and suddenly someone will come and talk to you about reading this book that you don't have enough time to, so you say, oh yeah, I'm going to this trip, I'm going to finish it. So even your book will be promised to be read there. The merchant will promise everyone, even the parrot. So he comes to the parrot and says, What do you want? I'm going there. Means Rumi will tell you, you know what, there is going, traveling, is supposed to be useful and beneficial for you, for everything, right? Included the parrot, remember that one. So live a life that will nourish the parrot. But you don't know the need of the parrot. Let's learn the need of the parrot.
He said to the parrot, "What present would you like me to bring for you from the land of India?" The parrot said, "When you see the parrots there, explain my plight. Such and such a parrot who is longing for you is in my prison by the destiny of heaven."
Remember here, there is no destiny of heaven. The word is qaza. Remember that complicated stuff, which is the consequence, actually. Now, well, of course, if you don't believe in the consequences, you could call them the holy destiny, blah, blah, I don't understand. Here, the parrot is talking what? What did the parrot say? You tell me. You volunteered today, didn't you? I think you did. Okay. What did parrot ask for?
Union with the parrots.
You created something from yourself. This is not a rule. Show me the word that Rumi is using to transfer something very important right at the beginning. The parrot said to him, what?
When you see the parrots, explain my plight.
I'm sorry, that didn't do. Let me translate it for you. The parrot said, when you see them, talk about my hall. The word is hard. Means how do I feel? But okay, in a little bit vulgar attention, you could say, remember, the Persian would say, means how do you feel, how do you do? You say, go and explain to them hard and not anything else. Halaman, explain it. Because this is what a learner is supposed to do, right? The parrot wants to learn, but he will explain it in a very dramatic way here. He will explain his hall here. He will say, tell them, my feeling, my hall, my moment is that I'm a parrot which is longing for you. You see, these are the address of loving you. In you, there is some state of thought which is longing for the free parrots to join them. But as a consequence, it's imprisoned in us. Yes?
She salutes you and asks for justice and desires from you the means and the way of being rightly guided.
Please underline the word salute over there. Bar shoma gardu salamo. That's the salam we were talking about in the prior story, remember? The first thing is salam. So the Tuji, remember that, okay. Give them my salam, my peaceful greetings, and ask about the justice. Yes?
She says, is it meet that I, in yearning, should give up the ghost and die here in separation? Is it right, I, in grievous bondage, while you are now on green plants, now on trees? The faith kept by friends, is it like this? I, in this prison, and you in the rose garden. O you noble ones, call to mind this piteous bird, a morning draught among the meadows. Happy it is for a friend to be remembered by friends, in particular when that is Layla and this Majnun. O you who consort with your charming and adored one, am I to be drinking cups filled with my own blood?